spoke through the mouth of King David. And this is exactly the Psalm chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. So why did the nation rage and the people plot vain things? 26. The kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against the Christ. And in 27, for lay against your holy servant, Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, when gathered together, to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done. So, here the Jesus Christ, he is the anointed one according to God's plan. So, this is what happened exactly, the prophecy of David, right? So when they just to observe what happened in their life, and then what they have read in the scripture, they were so joyful, because this is to prove how the God already pre-told them what will happen to Jesus Christ. So in verse 28, you already mentioned. 28. This is a prophecy. 29. Let's read 29. Now, Lord, look on their threat and grant to your servant that with all boldness you may speak your word. 30. By stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonder may be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. So during the prayer, they also make two requests. They ask God to take care of what they are facing, all this the obstacle and persecution. So when we preach the gospel, this is what we can anticipate. Right? We expect someone may just stand up and just against you. But we have solution. We don't have to make a confrontation with the against. Simply just ask. In the prayer, we ask the Lord to take care of it. So, oh Lord, you can see how verse 29. Behold, look at their threatenings. Grant your servant with all boldness. So this is a very important prayer. You can see how the Holy Spirit worked among the church. So make all the believers, the disciples, they all come in the same heart. No matter what, they will go out to preach. So in the following say, and then also stretch out your hand so the wonders and signs can be performed through your sermon. So this is a testimony, right? So in the prayer, we ask God to give us the boldness to speak out. Also, grant us the power to perform miracles. The miracles are not necessary only to healing or to do a big things. The miracles, the healing actually, most of the time, it just happens in our heart. Just like how Holy Spirit can change a person. turn their heart from very, very sorrowful to very joyful. Or to make a person seems hopeless, but to a different stage, full of hope, with gladness. They can see how the Lord can take care of their way. So this is a miracle. This is a healing. And this is how we can pray for. Because in the true church, we do need these wonders and signs and work of Holy Spirit be manifest everywhere. So we are not just preach out the word, but we can perform the work to prove what we believe is right, is the true gospel. So this is what a lot of the members, they came to TJC and then witnessed how this church is so true. You know, and sometimes we don't ask the Lord grant us the power to manifest his work in the church, so make everybody can glorify God. We have a deacon in Taiwan. Is what a deacon? He was a Christian in other denomination. Actually, it's a Baptist church for about 5 years. This deacon, when he was young, he loved the word of God very much. So even before he came to Jesus or to TJC, he just simply read the Bible, and then he was so touched by the word of God. So he got a chance to go to a church. After he entered the chapel, talked to a pastor's wife, and then he told them, "I want to be baptized," because through the reading Bible, he knew he had to be baptized to become a Christian. And then the pastor just kept emphasizing, baptism is just a ceremony. This is a process to make sure to proclaim you are a Christian. So to him, because he didn't know that much about baptism, so he just accepted. And then in the best top of the church, he received the baptism. But after that, he continued firmly attending the service in the church, read Bible. Before he actually, before he joined the church, he already finished the New Testament twice, through every chapter twice. And he read the book of Acts. You know, Holy Spirit is important. Miracle is the evidence showing the work and the power of Holy Spirit. So he actually is looking for a church can perform miracles. And then he just keep looking for it. He feels so disappointed in the church. Until one day he received the flyer from the parking lot. He saw it. He was so touched. TJC's fire. It's a testimony. The testimony is about a preacher, how he has been paralyzed. He sit in a wheelchair for 8 years because of the injury of his spinal. Then, through prayer, the miracle happened. So, in particular, one evangelical service, this preacher, he stand up from the wheelchair and can walk. When he saw the flyer, he was so touched. He bring the flyer back to his office, and then he just read it, and he keep crying and crying. Cannot control himself. Because he saw how the miracle still happening in the church. So he wanted to go to TJC to take a look. So he just went back with the flyer, wanted to introduce the church to his wife. You know, how Holy Spirit worked miraculously. His wife at home, because they opened a business in the downtown area. And then the wife still received the same flyer. Actually, the different version of flyer from TJC. The wife also saw it. And then after the husband come back from work, and they just talk to each other, "I want to show you a good thing." And they all presented the TJC flyer. And they saw a Christian, "Let's go." And they just went to a church to find the truth. And after they went in the chapel, they witnessed the Holy Spirit. How the Holy Spirit still saw evidence in among the members. They saw how we speak in tongues. And then he just heard the sermon about, I don't know for how long, but he came in to receive the baptism. And during the one evangelical service, the preacher who has been here through this miracle came to, "Can you do the evangelical service?" And he just met this living testimony, right? He was so touched. So he witnessed how what Bible said in Book of Acts repeated in the church, TJC. So he came to believe, and then his whole family, wife and the daughter, received baptism at the same time. So this is how the Holy Spirit works in among us. So let's pray our Lord grant us the same spirit with boldness and also the power. Once we pray for it, God will give us chance. So the more we practice, the more we can, the more power we can receive. So verse 31, you can see how God answered their prayer so quickly. Right? 31, "And when they have prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they spoke the word of God with boldness." You see how Holy Spirit can give us this encouragement, because we know whom we believe. We know how powerful our Lord is, and also how He will strengthen us. So in this boldness, we can see have been manifested in Peter, chapter 4, verse 13. "So now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and received that, and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled, and they realized that they had been with Jesus." Right? So, we have followed Jesus, some of us, many years. We also learn from Jesus. We learn from Scripture. We receive the Holy Spirit. Let us also bear this testimony and the same bonus to speak it out for the gospel. So, the more people can hear the message. During this CYSC, we learn a lot of how to preach, right? We prepare ourselves from all different aspects. We know the truth. We have a close relationship with Lord Jesus. And then we have to receive the same bonus for preaching. So this is the same heart, the one accord prayer, very effective, very important. Let's use this opportunity to do it. Besides that, somehow we feel guilty sometimes because we may just make transgression, right? We are not holy. In our heart, we may still have some doubt, or we just underwent a lot of struggling in our heart for all different reasons. Sometimes we are so hesitant to come to the Lord in front of his mercy seat. We wanted to give up ourselves. Please, first let's come to the Lord with the boldness, so we can receive this empowerment. Let's see one more verse. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12. Ephesians 3:12. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. Okay. Let us ask for the faith in Jesus. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith. So in the prayer, we pray for this faith. This is very important. With boldness, we come to him. Turn to Hebrews 11. Chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews 10, verse 19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in all assurance of faith, having our heart sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. 23. Let us, 24. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and the good works. 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. This is the message for this prayer. Let's come to the Lord with this boldness and the confidence. Ask him to grant us the faith so we can be empowered through the Holy Spirit and we can speak his word with boldness. Let's come forward and pray together.